This podcast is a ministry of Oriel Christian Assembly in Chicago, Illinois. For more information, please visit our website at www.orielchristianassembly.org.
Last week, my wife gave me the day off, so praise God, I'm back. Amen. Are you happy I'm back? Okay, just checking. Amen. The songs today were really tremendous, okay? The songs talked about God's greatness and talked about how awesome our God is. And I really want to talk a little bit about that today. My title for you today is God's Goodness, okay? God's Goodness. How many know that God is good to us today? How many has God been good to? All right? He's always good to His what? His people. But I'm going to throw some things out to you today as we read the message and study the Word that we're going to. That, you know what? God's goodness is there today. Amen? He is there to bless us and minister to us and give us what we need. But you know what? His goodness isn't for everybody today. All right? You say, what do you mean, Pastor? Well, you're going to understand as we look at the Word. God's goodness is there, and He wants to bless everybody. But He won't bless everybody today because you have to do certain things to be blessed. How many are here today? How many are sleeping? Okay. All right, praise God. Hopefully by the end of this message, you won't be sleeping anymore. Okay? Right, Philip? Amen. He's with me. I'm okay. I got the go signal here. I'm in a crazy mood right now. I don't know why I'm in a funny type of mood. Praise God. That's a good thing. All right. I want you to turn with me to Psalms 31. Brother Carlos came out of Psalms today in the opening, and I'm coming to you again out of the book of Psalms. How many love the book of Psalms? They're awesome. Amen. David with all the Psalms are awesome today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Before I begin in the Scripture, again, as my wife did, I don't need to look at it because, I mean, I got it memorized. But the theme of the year, okay, this is the Word of the Lord. You know, some of us, we hear it over and over again because we're part of the church. But let me tell you something. I've been sharing this Word with other people in other places. And when I tell them this Word, it blesses them, okay? Last week, we had a prayer breakfast on the National Day of Prayer in South Holland. And I got to sit with one of my pastor friends from South Holland. And I got to share with him the Word of the Lord that the Lord gave us for us. When I gave him this Word, it blessed him. Okay? And it should bless us today. The Word, the theme is, as you trust and fear the Lord. Okay? Let's not forget those. You're going to hear them in the message today. As you trust and fear the Lord. We have to do something. Anybody with me today? As we trust and fear the Lord, it says blessing and increase. Anybody want that today? It's yours. Amen. And who is it for? It's for all children, all women, and all men in 2010. But there's consequences or there's things we must do for that blessing to come this year. Amen. I believe we're doing it, but we need to continue to what? Trust the Lord. And fear the Lord. Because I don't know about you, but I want to be blessed this year. How about you? I want increase. How many know today it's God's plan for you to have increase? God wants you to have increase on your job. Amen? God wants you to be blessed on your job. Amen? But what? You got to trust God and you got to walk in the fear of the Lord every day. Not just when you come to church on Sunday or Wednesday. Every day. Amen. It's a lifestyle we live as a Christian today. Amen. All right. I'm preaching before I'm even getting into the Word. I'm just excited today because God is good. The theme of the year, don't take it lightly. Okay? Every year, God gives me a word. At our church where we were for 24 years, the pastor used to give us a word of the Lord every year. I follow his steps. Okay? My pastor, who I was under for 17 years. All right, you say, where did you get this? Well, he was doing it. And I feel to continue that. Amen. Because how many know we need a word of the Lord? We need a theme for the year. Okay? It doesn't mean that's the only word of the Lord for this year. We got a lot of word for this year. Amen. But that was what God specifically gave me for us. Okay? It's a good word because it's the word of the Lord. If you don't remember that word, read Psalm 115 when you get a chance this week. Okay? Praise God. All right, here we go. God's goodness today. Amen. We're going to read Psalm 31:19-24. 5 verses. Okay? And we're going to look at some references today. But this is David here in this psalm. Okay? David in this psalm is showing his confidence in God. How many have confidence in God today? I didn't say man. I said God, right? We can have confidence in God. And in this psalm, David, he craves for help. Okay? He craves for God's help in his life. Anybody here need help from the Lord today? We all do, right? So this is the topic of this chapter. But we're only going to look at the end of this chapter. It's really powerful. Okay? So let's read it. We're going to read it all and then we'll come back and go over it. Verse 19 of Psalm 31, it says, "Oh, how great," somebody say great, "is thy goodness," oh, hallelujah, "which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. Thou shalt hide them in a secret," somebody say secret, "of thy presence from the pride of man. Thou shalt keep them secretly," oh Lord, there that word is again, "secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues." Tongues, ooh. It's not talking about the Holy Spirit tongues there, let me remind you today. Verse 21, "Blessed be the Lord, for he hath showed me his marvelous kindness in a strong city." Oh, hallelujah. "For I said in my haste, I am cut off from before thine eyes. Nevertheless, thou heardest the voice of my supplication when I cried unto thee." This is David speaking. Amen. "Oh, love the Lord, all ye his saints." Any saints here today? "For the Lord preserveth the faithful." Any faithful here today? "And plentifully rewardeth the proud doer." Verse 24. "Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord." Praise God. Awesome. 5 verses today that we want to go over. God's goodness today. Amen. God's goodness. I could talk about God's goodness to you, God's faithfulness, God's mercy, God's love all the time. How about you? Because he is so good to us. Amen. And here, David, he is saying in verse 19, "Oh, how great is your goodness." Amen. Somebody agree with me today that the goodness of God, it's not just good, but it's great. Amen. Somebody ask you, "Well, how good has God been to you?" You say, "He's been great." Amen. "He's been so faithful to me." Amen. "He's always there. He may not always answer everything that I ask him for, and I'm happy that he doesn't." Because how many know sometimes we ask for things that probably are not good? Nobody's agreeing with me. Okay, I'll move on. Praise God. But he's a great God. Amen. He's great. David says, "You are great." Amen. "Your goodness is great." Praise God. That's the goodness of God. But look at here. Who is this goodness great to? Okay? Today, is God's greatness good to everybody? It could be. Okay? But look at what the verse says. He says, "Which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee." You see, the first point here, God's goodness is great, but it's great to those who do what? Fear him. Amen? See, those who don't fear him today, those who are living their own kind of lifestyle, who are going and doing everything they want to do, they are the king of their life. You know, Sunday, going to church would be the last place they go to. Or even more, on a Wednesday, you go to church? Are you crazy? I worked, and I'm tired on Wednesday. I'm going home. Okay? But it says here, the goodness of God will be great to those who fear Him. Amen. Who, what? Reverence God. Who worship God today. Amen. So, if we're not receiving God's great goodness today, maybe we're not fearing Him enough. Maybe we need to respect God more. Maybe we need to fear God more than even what we do today. I can't answer that question. Only you can. I know in my life if I'm fearing Him or not. And you know what? Today, and I've said this, as this is part of our theme. I've been preaching a lot about our theme this year. That's just the way the direction God is making me go. Is that it's easy to say today that I fear God. Anybody can say that. Amen? Right, Lisa? Anybody can say that. But if you really fear God, that means you're going to do what? Follow God. You're going to follow the word of the Lord. Amen? You're going to do what we are commanded to do. Ooh, we don't like that word, commandments. Yeah, the Ten Commandments. How many know those Ten Commandments are good? If our world would just cover and follow the Ten Commandments, our whole society, our whole nation would be totally different than it is today. How many believe that? Because some of those commandments deal with God, four of them I believe, and six of them deal with how we relate and are with one another. Study the Ten Commandments. We're not going to do that today. But someone who fears, reveres, worships the Lord, amen, and that person is going to see God's great goodness in their life. Because God's going to bless that person. Because you're a follower. You're obedient. It doesn't mean you're perfect today. I'm not perfect. Pastor Rich is not perfect. Let me tell you, let me make it real plain here. I still make mistakes. Anybody with me? Okay? But you know what? I am stronger, and I don't make the mistakes I used to make years ago. Oh, somebody should have agreed with me here. Amen. I am definitely more mature today than I was 30 years ago, or 20 years ago, or 10 years ago. Why? Because I've been walking with God. Amen. If I'm still making the same mistakes that I did 20 years ago, something is wrong in my life. And for me, it'd be really bad because I've been in church all these years following the Lord. So if I'm still doing the same thing over and over again, something is wrong in my life. So I'll ask you today, if you're still making the same mistakes you made years ago, something's wrong that you got to get fixed. Amen? Are we fearing God like we should? Amen? That's the first point here. If you want God's goodness today, amen. He moves on in this verse. He says, after saying that, laid up for them that fear thee, it says also, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. So today, here's our theme again. Praise God. Did you notice? Amen. That we must fear God to have God's great goodness in our lives. And then he said, it's also for them who trust in thee. Anybody trust in the Lord today? That means you rely on the Lord. Amen. You believe on the Lord. You commit yourself to the Lord. Amen. That's what trust means. Amen. It means you depend on God. You have faith in God. Even though things are not always well, you still continue to believe and trust that somehow, some way, it's going to turn around. Amen. How many know problems don't last forever today? An end is coming. You know, it tells us in Proverbs, thy expectation will be fulfilled that you have. All right? There is an end. Amen. It will change. Praise God. Hallelujah. It is going to change here at Oriole. Right now we might have quite a few seats, but it is going to change. People are going to fill these seats. And I keep saying it because I believe it. And I have vision and I see it. The Lord shows me that one day you're going to have to come early to get your seat. I got a few people with me. Amen. Trust me, okay? Because the outpouring is coming. People are going to get saved, new people. And families are coming in. We've had some new families come, but we ain't seen nothing yet. There's going to be a lot of families coming in. And you're going to have to get here early, okay? If you want your same parking spot, you're going to have to get here early. Amen. Yeah, we might have to make some changes. We've talked about this, the council team. What are we going to do when we're packed and we don't have enough parking? Well, we might have to get rid of the garage and make it a parking lot. What are we going to do, right? When we have enough people, those are good problems, amen? We're going to make do, trust me. We want people to get here and be able to park and do what needs to be done, amen? It's going to happen, okay? Is that your expectation today? Do you trust God? Do you believe for that? Well, let me tell you, if you're trusting God today, if you're fearing God and the way you walk with Him, the Lord says, you know what? My goodness will be great in your life. Praise God. You're going to have what you need. I will really be good to you, my people. Oh, yes, God has mercy today. You know, our God is so loving and merciful, but how many know today our God is a just God also? He's a God of judgment. He's a God of order today. If anybody has it together, it's our God today. Amen? He's the God of order. And you know what? That's how we need to be. We as His church, we must follow Him. Okay? Praise God. God's goodness. Who is it for? It's only for some people. All right? Because many are going to do whatever they want to do. And God's not going to bless that mess. Anybody with me today? All right, let me move on. Praise God. Let me read you a couple quick scriptures. You don't have to turn there. Psalm 34:8. Listen to what it says. It says, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in Him." Hallelujah. Taste and see. Have we tasted? And what did you taste? He's good, right? Amen. Those who are His, those who are walking with Him, they're tasting. I taste every day. Amen. How many know what I had yesterday? What I ate physically was okay, but you know what? I need more today. I can't live off the food I ate yesterday. How about you? If you can, it's something special about you today. Amen. You'll have to talk to me after the service. You can meet me in my office. All right? Amen. Right? Same thing with the Lord. You know, what I had yesterday was good. I had an awesome time when the Lord gave me this word and got it all together. Right? Then I went and played golf and did terrible. You know what? That's okay. Praise God. I got to play golf. That's a good thing. Any golfers here? Amen. I know one because he golfs with me always. Nobody else. All right. Bad topic. I'll change topics here. Amen. Taste and see that the Lord is good. And the person who's blessed is the man and the woman that trust God today. Joshua 24:14 says this, "Now therefore fear the Lord." There it is again. "And serve Him in sincerity." Somebody say sincerity today. "And in truth. And put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve the Lord." You know, He's talking to the children of Israel. How many know we're His children today too? Amen. And He's telling us here that we need to what? Trust the Lord. Fear the Lord. Serve the Lord. How? In sincerity and in truth. Amen? Truth. Not what the world says. Not what the schools might teach you or the colleges might teach you, right? Or what the government might say, right? Truth. This is our foundation, amen? We serve God in sincerity and truth. And you know what? He tells them here, He tells the children of Israel, you know what? You need to put away those gods that your fathers served. You know, sometimes we got some little gods in our life too that we need to get rid of. Amen? Because those little gods are hurting our walk with the Lord today. Amen? And you know what they might be, okay? There's things that the enemy will try to bring that will cause us to get us off track with the Lord. Okay? I'm going to say this to you right now. I've said it before. Before I got saved, I was a person who was greatly involved in sports. Okay? Before I became a Christian, sports was my number one hot topic. Okay? I love playing. I love watching. I still love to do those things. But you know what? They're not number one. They're not the most important thing in my life anymore. How many know what I'm talking about? I had to put those things down when I came to Jesus. You know, yeah, it's still okay that I enjoy myself every so often, have some fun. God wants you to have fun today. How many know that? God wants you to enjoy yourself. But what's number one in your life? Is it playing sports? I'm going to give you some examples. Is it making money today? Okay. Is it having material things? You know, all these things I'm saying, people do this all the time. Okay. What is it? Is it having a mansion? You're going to work all your life, so you got this mansion of a house, or you got five cars, or... And you know what? All those things are okay if they're in order. Amen. If they're not the most important thing. But see, in my life, before I became a Christian, that was what had my attention. And God had to take that away for a period. Okay? And it still tries to come back. If I let it, you know, if I let it, it'll come back if I let it. Because I used to enjoy doing that. I love doing those things. I love playing. Okay? I still love watching stuff on TV because it's fun for me, okay? So I had to put those things below where they were in a standard in my life before. And today I ask, do we have anything that conflicts with God in our life that way? You know, some people, they want to be the smartest person in the world, okay? So that's what they devote all their time to, reading books, going to school forever. You know, and there's nothing wrong with that in the right place. How many know what I'm talking about? But if that's the most important thing for you, is to have all the knowledge in the world and be the smartest person, but your walk with the Lord is terrible, you're losing it today. That person's going to hell one day. I'm going to be real blunt. Amen? So, order, okay? You got to be careful here. He had to rebuke the children of Israel here because they had other gods. You know the story in the Old Testament? They even made a god, right? The golden calf. Can you believe that? The children of Israel who followed God, right? Were serving God because they wanted something they could see. They had Aaron and all the people brought all their gold and they made this golden calf, an idol. Can you imagine that? You know the story, what happened. I don't need to get into that, okay? Well, even today, people have idols in their life. TV can be an idol. Right? What is an idol today? Anything you put before God is an idol today. Right? It means it's more important than the Lord. It's more important than Jesus. It's more important than the Holy Spirit in my life. That's an idol today. So God rebukes the children of Israel here. He tells them, you know what? You need to walk in sincerity and in truth. Put away the gods that your father served and now serve the Lord. Amen. He's encouraging us today too. Praise God. Let's go back to Psalm 31. I need to get going here. Verse 20 in Psalm 31, it says, "Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence from the pride of man. Thou shalt keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues." I want you to pay attention here. God tells us He will hide us, okay? In His secret presence. Praise God. Did you notice? It just didn't say He's going to hide us. He was going to hide David, but He's going to hide us also. He says here, in not only the presence of the Lord, but the secret presence of the Lord. Did you see that today? The presence of the Lord, to a lot of people, they don't know about it today. It's a secret. All right? What we have here today, some people don't know that you can really have the presence of the Lord with you. All right? That the presence of the Lord is there and you can hide yourself in the presence of the Lord. He was telling that to David. Okay? It's the same for me and you today. We can be hid in the presence of the Lord. From who? The pride of man. All right? How many know man can be pride today? Very proud. Oh, I don't need God. I'll do things the way I want to do. This is, you know, I'm the boss of my life. We've all been there before. Amen? Right? The pride of man. God says, I'm going to protect you. I'm going to hide you. He says, I'm going to keep you secretly. Second time in that verse, he says, David, I'm going to keep you secretly in the pavilion from what? The strife of tongues. Wow. Who's this for? Those who fear the Lord and trust the Lord. God says, I'll be your hiding place. Amen. I'll be your place that you come and you have a secret presence for me. And you know what? I'll protect you from the pride and the plots of man. Because how many know that's what man does today? Right? People that are on your job, you don't even know sometimes who you're dealing with. People will plot things against you and form things against you behind the scenes. How many know what I'm talking about? People who you thought were on your side, later on you find out they're trying to bump you off so they can get your position. All right? There's all kinds of stuff always going on, right? You know what I mean? If you're working somewhere, why? Because you're dealing with people. Amen? And a lot of people are not saved. Okay? And let me say this too. Sometimes saved people do this kind of stuff. Hello? Saved people. People who know God do stuff like this. It's like a slap in God's face. When you know what's right and you know truth and you're a Christian, but you're still doing the wrong thing. God's not going to bless that. Amen? But he encourages David here. He says, I'm going to hide you and I'm going to protect you and keep you in this secret place. And that secret place is where? In the presence of the Lord. Okay? How many want the presence of God today? Amen? He's with you. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Amen? I'll go with you where you go. Amen? That's what we have as we trust and fear the Lord. Amen. Let me read you a scripture real close to where we are. In Psalm 32, 7, it says, Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Oh, hallelujah. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. Selah. Amen. Who's saying this? David. David is saying, Lord, you are my hiding place. Amen. He's our hiding place today. And he will preserve us from trouble. Amen. Who is he going to preserve? Who is he going to make sure that you're okay? It's the ones who what? Fear and trust the Lord. Amen. Not everybody. It's not everybody. God's great goodness. Is everybody going to receive it? No. It's the truth. Okay? It's right there. I'm not trying to be hard today. I'm giving you the truth. Amen. God wants to bless everybody. God wants to give his goodness to everybody. But God cannot bless those who don't follow him. That would make God a God of disorder today. Do you follow me? Amen. And our God is a God of order. Praise God. So David is encouraging and blessing and saying, man, Lord, you're going to keep me. You're going to protect me. I'm going to be in that secret place, that hiding place. And whatever man tries to do to me, you will protect me. Hallelujah. You're going to keep me. You're going to keep me from the strife of tongues, the evil words of people. How many know that today? People can speak evil words. Right? The strife of tongues. I don't even like the way that sounds. That's King James. Pretty good. Okay, gets to the point. The strife of tongues. How many know words can hurt people? Right? And we have to deal with that stuff. But the Lord tells us here through David that, you know what? God will keep you in that pavilion from those tongues. He's going to protect you and keep you as long as you're doing what? Trusting him and fearing the Lord in the way you walk your life today. Amen. God has your back. Praise God. How many are blessed for that today? How many are thankful? God has our back. Right? Hallelujah. We got to do our part. Praise God. Let me move on here. Verse 21, it says, Blessed be the Lord, for he hath shown me his marvelous kindness in a strong city. David is blessed here. Hallelujah. He said, Blessed be the Lord. Amen. Can anybody say that today? Blessed be the Lord. Blessed is my God. David could say it because the Lord was there for him. Amen. The Lord came through for him. Well, what about you and me today? Hasn't he been there for us? Right? You say, well, why would he say this? Because he had a reason to say this. We should have a reason to say it today. God has been good to us. Amen. God has been there for us. Amen. Look at what David says here. The Lord has showed me his marvelous kindness. I like the Amplified Bible. It says, marvelous kindness and loving favor. Has the Lord shown you today His kindness and His favor in your life? Amen. Everybody should be saying yes. Amen. Some more than others. And that depends on you, how you've been walking with God. Amen. But David is so excited. He's blessed. He's going through stuff. But you know what? He's saying, man, blessed be the Lord. Because He's been there for me. Amen. His kindness is there for me. His favor is there for me. Oh, hallelujah. Even in a what? A strong city, it says here. A strong city, meaning a strong city where David was attacked. All right? And where David was besieged by the enemy. Even when it didn't look good, when David was fighting and was with the armies and the battle was on, okay? How many know there was a lot of battles in the Old Testament? Physical battles. Anybody here today? Amen. And David was saying, you know what? Even in that strong city where it didn't look good, okay? God showed me His what? Marvelous kindness in those battles. Praise God. Meaning, God came through for him. Amen. Let me ask us today, has God come through for you? Amen. Sure He has. And will He in the future? Yes, as long as we continue to follow Him. Amen. As long as we continue to trust Him and fear the Lord, He's going to be there for us. We are going to be able to say the same thing David says. Praise God. Because today, we have enemies too. Amen. How many have any enemies today? Okay? Now, you may not think of somebody right off the top of your head. You may not be able to think of a person or whatever. But let me tell you, the devil is our enemy today. All right? And all his cohorts, all the demons, they're our enemy today. And if they can control people and get people to do his work, you know what? They actually become our enemies too. So, strategies and assignments are going on every day. You may not see it, but in the spirit world, in the unseen world, things are happening all the time. And you need to be on top of it, okay? You need to be keen and have the mind of the Lord and walk in the Spirit of God. You need the Holy Spirit because things are always happening today. You may not see it, right? You may not hear about it, but trust me, things are going on in the unseen world, okay? We have attacks that we deal with all the time, but God keeps us. That pavilion, amen. We're covered in that pavilion. As long as we're in our hiding place, God says, I'll watch over you and protect you. You know, it's there today, okay? David is blessed, so he says, blessed be the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. That's our word today. It should be, blessed is the Lord. Amen. Blessed is the Lord in my life. Hallelujah. I'm so thankful I know Jesus today. I'm so thankful I'm saved. Amen. You know, my bank account may not look good today, but I'm saved. Amen. You know, I might be struggling with this other area, but still, blessed be the Lord, because He's there for me. Amen. David. Oh, hallelujah. Should be what we're saying today. We should be echoing what David is saying here in Psalm 31. Amen. Let me move on here. Because David was not perfect. We know that. David had his problems. David did things he shouldn't have done. He was human just like me and you. 2 weeks ago I preached about David, if you remember, on Communion Sunday. Look at verse 22. He says, "For I said in my haste, I am cut off from before thine eyes." I want you to get what he's saying here. This is David. He says, in my haste. Or another word, in my alarm. Okay? David is saying, in what I'm thinking, in what I'm in right now. Okay? He believed, he says here, that I thought I was cut off from the eyes of the Lord. Because of what David was going through at that point, he thought in his haste and all his trouble and all the alarm that he was in, he thought that, you know what, the eyes of the Lord were not looking at him anymore. Let me ask you today, do we ever feel that way? When problems are all around us, when we're in some situations, do we sometimes feel like, oh Lord, where'd you go? Where are your eyes, Lord? Are you watching what I'm going through? Do you care what I'm in right now? Are you still there? How many know sometimes it feels like the Lord just, you know, kind of went out the back door for just a little while? You know, I'm making a joke about it, but you know what I mean? All of a sudden, heaven seemed like they're brass. It's like, Lord, what's going on? Where'd you go? Did you take a vacation? Lord, I need you. David is saying that here. He says, you know, for a moment there, I thought in all my trouble, you were not looking, Lord. You were gone. Have we ever felt that way? We have. Let's be honest today, because we're human. Right? But look at what he says then. Nevertheless. Oh, hallelujah. Like Frank was saying Wednesday, but. Right, Frank? But. It's a different word. It's a good word here. Nevertheless, he says here, thou heardest the voice of my supplications when I cried unto thee. What does David say? He says, Lord, even though this is what I thought, even though I was so caught up in my mess, in my troubles, in this war that I'm in, I got enemies all around me trying to attack me and what I'm trying to do for the kingdom of God. Even though I thought you for a while there, you were not there. You were not looking. You were not watching what I was going through. He said, nevertheless, though, Lord, you heard my voice. You heard my supplications. Oh, hallelujah. And he says here, you heard when I cried unto thee. So sometimes, even though we think crazy, because the enemy maybe has us going 240, and our mind is not right for a moment or for a period of time, like David here, he says, even though I thought this way, you still heard my voice. Amen. You still heard me when I did what? I cried unto thee. Amen. Sometimes we get in a place that we have to do what? Cry unto the Lord. Amen. Lord, I need you. Hallelujah. Sometimes you physically cry. Amen. I know ladies do that more than men, but let me tell you, I've said this to you many times. I've had times with the Lord that I began to weep, and those were some of the best times I had with God, because God was right there with me. You know, don't say, the men, we can't say, oh, it's a woman thing to cry. No, it ain't. It's a human thing to cry sometimes. Amen? And sometimes you're in a place and it's a rough place, but God comes and meets you where you are, and you know He's right there, and you just begin to weep before God because you're so blessed at what God's doing in your life. Anybody ever been there, church? David says, even though I thought this way, you were there. Hallelujah. You came through. You were watching me. You were helping me. And you know what? You came to my aid when I cried unto thee. Sometimes, church, we got to cry out to God. Amen. I don't care what so-and-so thinks. I need God right now. Amen. You know what? Sometimes people in the church look at you like something's wrong if you're crying. Who cares? Amen. You need God. If you need to cry out, cry out. Amen. Because God will hear you like He heard David. Amen. He said, Lord, you were there for me even though my mind was off. Praise God. We've all been there before. Sometimes this mind goes off. All right? Sometimes we don't think like the Lord thinks. Let's face it today. Let's be honest. We are like David many times over and over again. That's why he can relate. Today we can relate to this psalm because we've been there. Amen. But God is so good because David said, man, you heard me when I needed, even when I thought you weren't hearing. You were hearing, Lord. I'm so blessed today because you heard my supplications. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Let me move on here. I'm going to finish up with these last two verses. Praise God. It says in verse 23, oh, love the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody should have said amen. Oh, love the Lord. Who? All ye His saints. Who's going to love them? The saints. He's talking to who? The church here. He's not talking to the world. He's not talking to our nation, because how many know people don't really love God unless they're born again and they're filled with the Spirit and they've committed their lives. They're really the children of God. He says, oh, love the Lord. Who? The saints. Not the ain'ts. Because the saints ain't going to do it today. How many know what I'm talking about? The saints, we should love the Lord. David encourages us here. Oh, saints of God, love them. Amen. He didn't say don't love your husband or don't love your wife, but love the Lord first. Amen. That can get, you know, cause sometimes problem in our families and in our marriages when you have one person who is walking with God and one is not. Right? We got some people getting married soon this year in our church. It's going to be a great time. But you know what? I have to counsel people before they get married and make sure, you know what? You are in agreement one with another. That when you get married, you're going to both serve God. You're both going to go to one church. Not, I'm going to go to this church and you're going to go to that church. Anybody with me today? You must have agreement. Amen. You must be a team. You are one. Two become one flesh. Amen. When I married my wife, praise God, time flies. It's hard to believe. September 12th will be our next anniversary. 23 years it'll be this September, okay? She knew when we got married, we were together. Amen. We were going to serve God together. I wouldn't even have dated her if she was not a Christian. Hello. But today we got so many problems because you got people doing things you shouldn't be doing. Amen. But when we got married, it was awesome. Praise God. We were the first marriage in our church that we had at that time. Okay? We were in a new building that we had renovated. And we were the first ones to get married there. It was awesome. Still got it on video. Praise God. But why am I saying what I'm saying? Because we have to be agreed. We got to walk together. Oh, yeah, sometimes we have disagreements, but we work that out, right? But the two become one. It's getting real quiet here. Somebody should be saying, yes, Pastor Rich. Amen. We're working on it. Amen. We're not perfect. Our marriage is not perfect. We got a marriage seminar coming. It's going to be good. Hallelujah. You better get here and bring somebody with you. You're going to learn some stuff. Amen. It's going to be good. I'm all over the place right now. Amen. Praise God. But love the Lord. Okay? We love the Lord together. Amen. It's awesome. He says, all the saints. Now look at here. Who's going to love the Lord here? It's going to be God's people, right? And look what God says. Those who love the Lord, He says, the Lord's going to preserve the faithful. Amen. Who wants to be preserved today? Right? Well, God's going to preserve those who love Him. Praise God. He will make sure you're okay. He will preserve you if you're loving Him. Amen. Did you catch that? It's real clear. Praise God. He says, love the Lord because the Lord will preserve who? The faithful. How many know today our God is faithful? Amen. And we as His children, we must be faithful like Him. That's a characteristic, that's an attribute of God today. If God is faithful and I'm His son, I better be like my dad. That means I should be faithful to church. Don't get quiet here. I know that. Praise God. When the door is open, unless I'm in my bed so sick that I can't get here, I'm going to be faithful to come to church. Because I want to be in His presence. I want to worship God. I want to bless God. Amen. There's very few reasons why we should not be at church. Let me make that clear. You may not like it. And you're here today. We're blessed. I'm talking to those maybe who are not here today. Amen? Amen? If you're working, that's understandable. Right? When I had different jobs, I used to work the afternoon shift. I couldn't get to church on Wednesday night. It broke my heart because for years I went to church, right? So what did I do? I prayed that my schedule would change. If it's that important to you, you'll do it. Amen? If it ain't, well, you'll keep doing what you're doing. And God still loves you, and you'll still be okay, but it could be better. Because the more you're here, the more you get stronger with God. Amen. The more you'll love God, the more you'll learn of God. How many know where I'm going with this? Praise God. Love the Lord. Oh, we can't just say, Lord, I love you. What are we doing though with the love? Amen. Amen. I can probably count on my hand in 30 years how many times I've missed service even on a Wednesday. Okay? We're not even talking about Sunday. Sunday, that's forget it. You know you're going to see rich at church, okay? But on a Wednesday, okay? Very few reasons. We can make reasons why we don't come to church. And they might be good enough for you, but are they good enough for God? Okay? It's between us and the Lord. Love the Lord, he says here. Amen. We got to be faithful like God. And I'm not just talking about church. We got to be faithful in how we live. Amen. We got to be faithful in our giving. Praise God. It means everything, what we know about the Lord today. Faithful, faithful, faithful. God says in his word, when I come back, will I find faith on the earth? How many know that verse? Amen. Hopefully here we can say, right here, Lord. I'm here. Oh, even though so-and-so don't think it's important on Wednesday or so-and-so don't come on Saturday, I'm here. I'm only accountable for me. Hello. I can't control so-and-so. That's not my responsibility. Me. That's who I am responsible for. Amen. If I'm supposed to do this, Lord, I'm going to do my best to do it. Amen. Amen. Now, I understand. Things are going to happen. Things will happen. You deal with it. God will help you. But God says, man, if you love me, I'm going to preserve you because you're faithful. Right? Because God's faithful. Amen. And he says, I will plentifully reward the proud doer. I got to make this point. It's important here today. He says, you know what? I'm going to bless you because you love me and you're faithful to me. And you know what? I'll take care of those who are proud. All right? You don't have to worry about it. Lord says, I'm going to plentifully, somebody say plentifully. That means abundantly, I'll make sure that the proud doer, I reward that person. Anybody here today? You know, you don't have to worry about doing it. Sometimes God will use you to do something with people when they do you wrong. But God says, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I will repay. Anybody with me today? Amen. And he says here, I will make sure that the proud doer gets what they got coming. Don't worry about them. Don't worry about those who are doing the wrong stuff. Those who walk in pride and think they know it all and have a chip on their shoulder. God says, I will take care of them. What I want you to do is be faithful. I want you to follow me and love me like David said here. And you know what? I will preserve you. Hallelujah. Oh man, somebody ought to be shouting with me here today. Praise God. You ain't shouting enough for how I'm preaching. Amen. I need it. Hallelujah. Look at the last verse here. He says, be of good courage. Hallelujah. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. Amen. We have to be in these last days courageous. Okay? We must walk with good courage. We must let our heart take courage today. Amen. And God says, when you do that, he says, I will strengthen your heart. Who's going to strengthen your heart? Pastor Rich? No. Says, I will strengthen your heart. Who? God. Amen. Who? Jesus. Who? The Holy Spirit will strengthen your heart. Hallelujah. When you're weak, he'll be there for you. If you lean on him. Amen. If you're trusting him. If you're walking in his fear. Oh, hallelujah. It's an exciting ending to this five passages that we're looking at. God wants us to be courageous, and he says, I'm going to strengthen your heart. And it's those who do what? Hope in the Lord. Amen. We got to hope in the Lord today. Praise God. Never lose hope. Hallelujah. All right? Even though things might not look good, we walk by what? Faith, not by what we see. All right? We never lose hope in the Lord. It's powerful here. Hallelujah. Let me read it to you this way. Be of good courage. Be strong today, and God will strengthen your heart. Those who hope and wait for and expect the Lord. Ooh, I got to say that again. That was good. That's worth repeating. Amen. He says, I will strengthen your heart. Who is he going to strengthen their hearts? Those who hope and wait for and expect the Lord. Amen. So not only are we going to hope, but we're waiting for the Lord. And not only are we waiting, we're expecting the Lord. How many know Jesus is coming back? Amen. And the Bible tells us you need to look up. Amen. Those who are looking for me are going to see me when I come back, the scriptures say. We got to be looking for Jesus. Amen. He's coming back, church. I can't tell you exactly when, but He's coming back, and we got to be ready. It's our job to get other people ready. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Expect the Lord. I like that. Wait for the Lord today. Oh. Just like when you got a friend coming over. 4 o'clock, Susie's coming over. You look forward to that, right? I'm going to have fellowship with Susie. Amen? She's coming at 4. She don't come, there's a problem, right? Where'd you go? Why didn't you call? Amen? Well, expect the Lord. Amen? He's coming. He is coming. Praise God. Even though some don't think so, we know He's coming. How many know He's been here already? Amen? That's why we're saved today. That's why we're being able to be filled with the Spirit, because Jesus did come. Amen? How many know He came 2,000 years ago? It's in the history books. It's proven. Amen. He's come, and He's coming again. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. I know time has gotten away, so I had something else I was going to share, but I'm not going to do it. God's goodness today is great for those who will receive it. Okay? Anybody want it today? It's great. And it's for everybody. Somebody said, yeah, it's for everybody. Yeah, for those who receive it, who want it. Okay? I want it today. You want it today. Praise God. But there's consequences to receiving it. Meaning, I have to do my part. God will do His part. And my part is that I fear and trust the Lord today. Is that what we're doing? Amen. It needs to be. Okay? We can all do better. Praise God. Including me first. Okay? I'm just giving you what God gives me. Every Sunday when I come up here, I say, Lord, give me something that will stick. Amen. How many know when God gives the preacher the message, it's for him too first? Hello? You don't think God is speaking to me when He gives me a message for our church? I get it first, right between my eyes. Amen? And then I get to give it to you. But it's for me too. Amen? He's talking to me too. Rich, you need to trust me more. When it seems to go crazy at work, trust me more. Amen? Fear me more. Walk more closer to me. Walk in my ways, regardless of what people are doing and saying. Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't know where Rose is. If she's still here, she can come down. Amen. We want to close in a song. Praise God. Maybe someone can go get Sister Dawn. And Sister Angela can get ready. Praise God. We want to have a closing song. And we want to make sure that, you know what? We're in the place we want to be with the Lord. Because God's goodness today is great. And I want it. Praise God. I want God's goodness every day. I want it to be great in my life. I want God to use me. I want God to use me in a way that people will see me and see the goodness of God on my life, and they're going to say, Philip, what are you doing that you're so blessed of the Lord? People are going to say, man, what's happening? What are you doing that you're so blessed? And he's going to say, it's God. It's Jesus in my life. It's the Holy Spirit working in me. Amen. Praise God. People are going to look at Sister Amy. She's always just has a smile on her face,